Welcome to Business in Uncertain Times. Conversations with Maine's island and coastal small business owners. I'm your host, Claire, a community development officer at the Island Institute. And this week, we have our first mini episode. I've been having so many great conversations with small business owners that I'm trying to find more ways to share them. So this is just a 10-minute conversation with Mandy and Dylan Matrano, owners of Lenef Chocolate, which is based out on Monhegan Island. Unlike other islands in Maine, Monhegan has a uniquely high influx of tourists coming out on day trips during the summer months. This allows for their seasonal businesses to thrive despite having a very small year-round and summer population. However, this means the current pandemic is putting these businesses in a vulnerable position for the upcoming summer months. But Mandy and Dylan are doing their best to pivot and to make it work. They talk about how now they're essentially running an exclusively e-commerce business based on a remote island, and the importance of cultivating community with their customers.
We are Mandy and Dylan Matrano. We started Lenef Chocolate here on Monhegan 2 summers ago. And primarily, most of our sales have been on Monhegan. There's about 5 places that we wholesale our chocolate bars and truffles and confections to.
Right, on island.
On island, yeah. And we do have some places inshore as well now. We just don't know if and when any of these places are going to open. I mean, we know that some places on Monhegan will be opening later. So for us, yeah, we have had to kind of start thinking about a new way to move our product. Online retail sales seems like the only thing that we have been able to really pivot to.
Yeah. Dylan had to just rebuild our website from the ground up. The one that we had been using was just full of problems. If that's what we're completely reliant on currently, you need the system to work. So Dylan spent hours and hours rebuilding because it's so crucial to us staying afloat. It just was such a small portion of our sales before.
And now it's all of them.
And now it's all of our sales. And so having that, I mean, it became a real priority to fix the problems. And we've also been really thinking about, I mean, the first kind of email we sent out to our mailing list, we just wanted to be really conscientious of the fact that everyone is in a difficult financial situation right now. And our products are luxury items and they're not essential. We really thought long and hard about that first email and whether we should say like, hey guys, we're still here or not, you know, trying to be sensitive to the fact that people are probably not thinking about chocolate right now. But we also have to be conscious of keeping the business going.
Right, because we are still here.
We are still here and we are still producing and we still have expenses. And so I think that is a tough balance, and we've gotten really great responses so far. And one of the things that we decided we wanted to try to do is not just say, hey, we're here all the time, but also kind of share like other creative people's work and what they're doing right now. And so we started this kind of like inspiration
newsletter,
just saying like, hey, here's a new product, but also take a look at these really amazing friends of ours and the really cool and positive work they're doing.
And then at the end, you know, you can follow the trail to our website if you feel so inclined. But that wasn't necessarily what it was about as much as just like trying to make a connection, because we get so many emails every day from so many businesses that are like, what are we doing during COVID-19? And it's just like, you know, when you get 5 a day like that, that are just like, okay, you're clean, you know, you've got curbside pickup. You're like, it just kind of doesn't really mean anything to me after a while. It's just more of the same stuff. But when you get something that's like, hey, this might make you feel better, like that to me is a message that, not that the other thing isn't important, but to me, it's a little more engaging on a personal level.
Totally. I feel like that's one of the things I've been talking to a lot of businesses about, is like how you're creating these like virtual communities and sending inspiring things or sharing your friend's work seems like a really valuable way to create an authentic, even though that word is means nothing anymore in this day and age, an authentic way to create that connection. Can you talk me through like the freight logistics of Monhegan?
Well, I mean, this time of year, the boat leaves Monday, Wednesday, Friday, weather permitting, and it's been canceled today and yesterday. So you kind of just have to be open to whenever it's going to come and go. But yeah, I mean, we do everything through the U.S. Postal Service. On our last website, there was something that said specifically, like, we will mail it within like 3 days, you know, and it explained the boat schedules and the different times of year.
So what is production like for you guys right now? What are you trying to think about for summer? Are you getting any wholesale orders yet?
It's all really uncertain.
We're not getting orders, no.
And we got one.
Oh yeah, we did get one. Yeah, it had been a while.
Yeah. No, and normally this is when people would start to get in touch with us for seasonal shops along the coast. And they're not, because they don't know when they're going to be opening again. And so.
But we are still producing. I mean, we're trying to keep our stocks up in anticipation of eventually people ordering stuff. Fortunately, all our bars have a pretty long shelf life. And we've had all kinds of plans for collaborations with other businesses and events and farmers markets and all kinds of things that we wanted to do this year. And a lot of that is just kind of on hold until those things are a possibility again. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, you know, like everyone, it's not what we planned for, but it's what we're dealing with now. And we're just trying to make the best of it. Mm-hmm. But it is scary. I mean, you know, we have been investing a lot of money and time into our business lately. You know, and it's the money's just going in one direction, not so much in the other direction. So it's, you know, it'd be nice to not feel the stress of that, I guess.
And why I feel like it's so important you're doing things like investing in your website and investing in those sort of channels that are open right now. What's the response been sort of in your direct community? Have people started embracing small businesses? I guess you guys have a really, really small.
I don't see anybody. I mean, Mandy does a little bit. So I can't say that like the community is like rallying around our chocolate business. That's just not a thing.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
But not just us. I mean, I don't think anybody. Yeah.
There are just so few people out here right now. And we really have all been doing social distancing. I mean, I will say that we have been in communication with like the museum and Monhegan Associates. And, you know, we developed two new bars this spring, one for the museum and one for Monhegan Associates, that are fundraising bars for those organizations. And so they have been very supportive. Like Monhegan Associates, when we released the bar for them, they posted it on their website, and you know, people who are connected with the associates placed a bunch of orders. And so I feel like in that way, yes, that they're supporting us and supporting the associates. And the museum has just been trying to figure out what they're going to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we have a bar for them that we've been in communication with them that we are going to release at some point, along with their opening, which will happen at some point. But we're not sure.
But right now, like even the store, Hill Bracket and Son, you can't even walk in the store. Like you can buy stuff from them, but you have to text Lisa and then she'll put it in a bag on her porch for you. Mm-hmm. So it's like our chocolate bars are in there, but it's the kind of thing like you're at the register with your milk and your whatever. And you're like, oh yeah, let's grab some bars. You know, it's not necessarily a thing that you're going to like text her and be like, I need a candy bar, you know?
Yeah. So,
like that, you can't even get our chocolate on Monhegan right now, basically. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, you can.
You can get it if you text Lisa. but it's not as easy, and it's more of an impulse item, is what I was saying.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
But we have seen like people who are here in the summer or were here last summer. A few people that have like owned businesses inshore that have like ordered large amounts of chocolate bars from us to give to their employees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
That have ordered stuff to like send to healthcare workers and stuff, and we've been seeing a little bit of that kind of thing. So that's a nice way that that people who might have been familiar with us from their summer visits are thinking about us in the same way that they're thinking about their friends and family and employees and stuff, and supporting us and them in the same mm-hmm. gesture, you know? So that's been really sweet. And that's happened a few times lately.
Yeah. So the broader Monhegan community for sure,
yeah.
Not necessarily like the people that are here. And that's not because it's not because they don't support us, but everyone is trying to figure out their own stuff. And so the people that are in the broader Monhegan community are definitely thinking about Monhegan, and we are part of that community. And so mm-hmm. we definitely have felt that support from summer visitors and people who own summer homes here.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's awesome. And that's like, I try and end these interviews on a positive note. And I just sort of ask like, what's something good that has happened today or yesterday? And that's a really good example of something mm-hmm. good. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add.
Well, someone just sent us a photo.
That's true.
Today, we just got it today, of a woman who's working in a VA hospital. And it's a person who comes out in the summer, and she again bought a bunch and sent it to her. She has a bunch of family that work in healthcare across the country. And so we sent out packages with a note in each of them
from her.
To all of these people. And so then one of the people took a photo of the bars.
She has her mask on. Bars in front of her face.
And that was a really sweet thing to get as a thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to get something like that, because I generally, when I buy stuff, I don't take a picture of myself with the product and send it to the people that I bought it from. You know, it's like that you really have to go out of your way to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, totally. Usually commerce is such a one-way street, you know, like you don't really share your reactions with the people who make your stuff usually.
Yeah, that's great. And how great to get something back like that. And I think just speaks to exactly how you guys started this by talking about creating that community and like building that presence in the greater Monhegan community. So that's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our conversation, and let me know how you liked the format or what you want to hear more of. You can email me directly at cdonnelly@islandinstitute.org. And as always, head to islandinstitute.org/smallbusiness to subscribe to our Commercial Currents newsletter to receive content like this and more small business support delivered right to your inbox.